As the semester wraps up, we're hearing from MATC students about the paths they've taken to earn a degree. 37-year-old Tiffany Mosby is graduating this week with an associate degree in business management. It wasn't an easy road. Mosby dropped out of high school and didn't fully learn how to read until she was an adult and got help at literacy services. In a conversation with her close friend, Andrea Pabon, Mosby talks about how her path to college started when her daughter, Deree, was born.
We met when Deree was, 16 months?
Yeah, I was like a little over one, yeah.
And I was like, Andrea, I think I need to go back to school and show my daughter, like, when she get a little older, your education matter. Because when you get my age, I don't want you to be me right now. I want to show you right now so you can bypass them shoes, them steps I walk. So you see the shoes, but you ain't got to walk in them, you know?
Right.
So going to school, going back to literacy service, definitely getting help on my reading because I didn't want, I thought I was too old to be worrying about if I can read or not.
I think you did say that a few times. And I was like, what?
Yeah, go get help. Tiffany, go get help. Stop saying you can't read. Go get help. You can read.
I had to give you credit. I was like, yeah, you ended up going back to school.
And you was like, what type of school I'm going to?
Yeah.
And you remember you was like, I was like, I'm not going to school. I'm going to literacy services.
And I was
you was like, what is that?
Yeah.
And I was like, it's going to help me with my reading, my communication.
Yeah. I was a little confused because I was like, what? I was like, you're having issues reading? I was like, man, I thought you were just
fine.
Yeah,
my whole life.
You could have fooled me.
You was like, you saying this?
I was like, you said it.
I'm comprehending it, right?
Right. I was like, what are you?
I was like, you just don't know. It's a whole other planet.
I was like, I'm like, I don't know if you like hit it or what. And I was just like, I would have never guessed it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I was in school, I actually flunked first and third grade. I wasn't bad. I wasn't a class clown. I know I blacked out a little, and I was in a little corner to myself, like sitting at the desk with my head down, trying to make myself little so I won't be called on.
It makes me sad because I'm like, you're not the only one, but it's hard to hear it from somebody so close to me that how the school system failed.
And
really, I was like, how you fell through the cracks. And I was like, and it sucks.
Yes. Yeah. The school tried. But, you know, when the teacher would have the conference or the meetings with my parents, I think they didn't understand themselves. When I got to 11th grade, I'm like, what's the point? At that point, I was like, what's the point? I'm already 19. I'm grown. You know, I'm in the real world, but I didn't realize how the real world was. That was another thing that motivated me to work on my reading and communication and comprehension in reading. So when I accomplished that at Literacy Services, I was like, okay, I think I'm ready. So by the next year, the end of 2019, I enrolled at MATC.
Mm-hmm.
So in the future, I'm thinking I'm going to take a break from school and get into the corporate world. And then I'm going to go back and work on opening up a learning center. What you think about that?
I can see why.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's more people like me that need help, so I'm here to help. And I feel like reading and writing, we losing a lot of that. So I'm helping myself to help others.
That was MATC student Tiffany Mosby talking with her friend Andrea Pabon. Our StoryCorps-inspired series featuring MATC students is produced by education reporter Emily Files with help from MATC Fast Fund in connecting with students.